There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Port in for Scott Hannon today on What's On Your Mind. Todd, happy to be in with you this morning.
Hey, good to be with you.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. I don't think I've ever hosted a show with you, Todd.
Should I put him through his paces or should I go easy on him today?
Take it easy on me.
Just kidding.
I am but a lowly blogger, elevated temporarily to the status of a talk radio host.
You're not going to call yourself a harmless, lovable little fuzzball, are you? Already does that. So.
No, but more like a crabby basement dweller.
Well, so the rumors are true, then. Okay.
Probably more accurate.
I've been reading some of those rumors, but okay.
You've been reading some of those rumors? Yeah. Yeah, they circulate a lot.
No, I didn't start any of those rumors. Good grief. I'm not that kind of guy.
Hey, we got an exciting show coming up. Your call-in numbers, of course, 701-228-0550 or 800-228-0550. If you want to join the program, we've got Representative Roscoe Striley on. I'm sure a lot of you have heard, read the newspaper articles, read the newspaper editorials. I've written a lot about it on the blog. A bill to change how we address Senate vacancies, sort of universally condemned by the state's newspaper editorial boards, saying it's nakedly political. It's just the worst thing in the world, I guess. To replace senators in the same way that we replace members of the U.S. House. I think it's interesting that we're all upset about doing this for senators, but yet a special election is how we fill vacancies in the House. Why is that not okay for the Senate? I don't get it, Todd. I don't understand a lot of the blowback on that issue.
Well, it's for greater minds than mine. That's why you're filling in for Scott.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got all that with Representative Striley. He's going to be on the program. He's going to explain his bill and, what he sees going ahead with it. Is it going to pass the House? We'll find out. Also coming up at 10:30, sort of a local issue to Minot, which, of course, is my neck of the woods. But it's something that is being put before the state legislature, and it has to do with our state fair. Which is basically the North Dakota State Fair wants the Ward County Historical Society off the fairgrounds. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with this, what's going on is the Ward County Historical Society has a display on the state fairgrounds. And subjectively speaking, I visit it every year during the fair. I really enjoy it. Full disclosure, there's a Pioneer Church, that they have on display, that there's still a congregation that attends that church. I have some friends in the congregation. I think they're good people. I think it's just wonderful that church is still being used. The display out there, they have one of the original big homes built in the Minot area. It's a wonderful place, but the North Dakota State Fair wants them off the property. And they're not really being real clear on what they're saying that they want the property for expansion. They're not really being clear on what they want the property for expansion for. But a couple of Minot lawmakers, State Senator Ole Larson and Representative Dan Ruby, have introduced legislation to basically force the state fair to keep the Historical Society on the grounds. Because there's a lawsuit, they've gone to court. The Historical Society says they have a 1960s agreement which allows them to stay. The State Fair Association says that doesn't really... They don't care, I guess, basically. And so it's going to be before the legislature. And it's going to be interesting to see how the legislature handles that. But anyway, we're going to talk with Senator Larson about that. It's a statewide issue. I mean, we're talking about statewide land. We're talking about the state fair. I think it's an important issue, and I think it'll be fun to talk about the legislature about that. Of course, 701-228-0550, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. By the way, Representative Striley, they're going to be voting on the surge funding for Western North Dakota as well, so we'll get a reaction from him on that. They're voting on that this morning in the State House, so we'll see what's going on there. Representative Striley, of course, you know, very involved with that legislation. So let's something else I wanted to talk about this morning is the Gallup poll out this morning saying that North Dakota, and I really want to hear what you listeners think about this. North Dakota goes from top 10 conservative state to top 10 moderate state. Now, what's going on here? I'm watching the election outcomes. I'm not seeing a real shift in ideology in the state, but Gallup says they're detecting one. I quote from the, where is this from? Fargo Forum this morning. The percentage of North Dakota residents who described themselves as conservatives ranged from 49% in 2010, when the state was ranked the sixth most conservative by Gallup, to 48.6% in 2012, when it ranked second in a tie with Wyoming. Then in 2013, North Dakota respondents describing themselves as conservatives dipped to 42.9%, and the state fell out of the top 10 to 13th most conservative in Gallup rankings. Now in 2014, the trend continued, when 41% called themselves conservative and 40.8% called themselves moderate. So what's going on here? Is North Dakota moving to the left? Are we moving to the center? I think
it's
kind of
moving at all.
Is it moving at all? It depends on how you measure this. I mean, I look at election results, and in 2014, the Democrats, the most that they could muster was a net one seat pickup in the legislature. They lost a seat in the Senate and also picked up a seat in the Senate. And then in the House they picked up one seat in District 41 in Fargo. So I guess the question is, you know, you look at the election results and it doesn't seem like much is changing. So, you know, what's going on here? And to me, Todd, there were really two things that I was thinking of. One, obviously we've seen some pretty rapid population changes in the state. North Dakota's been one of the fastest growing states in terms of percentage in the nation. And also the demographics are shifting. You know, what we have, our median age has dropped faster than any state in the nation. So we're getting more people and more young people. And I have a feeling that a lot of those people may see themselves as more, you know, describe themselves as more moderate maybe than conservative or liberal or what have you. I think that's one thing. I think the other thing is maybe sort of the national mood. Back in 2010, Democrats still had a supermajority in Washington, D.C. It was the 2010 elections that Republicans sort of swept in and they took over. And then, of course, in 2014, Republicans took the Senate. So I think maybe sort of as nationally, we saw sort of a shift to the right in the national Congress. I think maybe North Dakotans started to perceive themselves more in line with what was going on nationally, which makes them maybe want to describe themselves as moderate. What do you think, Todd?
Or maybe it's just simply flawed methodology. Maybe the sampling is just, I mean, maybe they did Williams County one survey and Cass another.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean, who knows? I'd be curious as to what the sample size is and who they sampled and did they completely switch it up? I mean,
well, this is Gallup.
I think there's been some enormous shift here.
Yeah, yeah. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is the call-in numbers. You want to join the program. I don't feel like there's been that much of a shift. I think it's more, and this is the problem we have with terms or labels like conservative or liberal or moderate, is that it means different things. I really dislike the term moderate, because I feel like everybody, I think, views themselves as being reasonable, right? I think everybody views their point of view as being correct and reasonable, and they probably view people who disagree with them as being incorrect or maybe unreasonable. And so if you describe yourself as a moderate, I kind of feel like all you're really saying is I agree with myself.
I think some people probably don't see themselves as an ideologue on either end necessarily. I just don't think we've had some big shift where all of a sudden people have changed their minds on who they are. I think people are today pretty much what they were 2 years ago, 4 years ago. There hasn't been some seismic shift.
Yeah. Let's see. On the Facebook, Barb says, for sure moderate and quickly going Minnesota communist. Bill says, too damn conservative. Time to for change in Bismarck. Time to elect Democrats that will get things done. Shame on this legislature. Another do-nothing session. I am sick of it. No tax breaks. Come on, wake up. So Bill, certainly not happy with the status quo in North Dakota. But again, I don't perceive any shift. I don't perceive really anything, changing all that much.
I think the legislature is ready to vote in a bunch of tax breaks until the price of oil plummeted, and then all of a sudden everybody got scared and said, no, we can't do that now.
Yeah, we have a caller, John from Fargo, but we're going to wait. John, wait through the break. We'll get to you right after the break, just as soon as we can. I'm Rob Port in for Scott Hennin, of course, hosting with Todd Mitchell. What's on your mind? Call in 701-228-0550. We'll be back right after this.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm in Senior James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
February is the month of love, and everyone at the Hampton Inn of Dickinson wants to show a little love to Dickinson's teachers. They invest in our children every day, teaching more than just school subjects. Dickinson's teachers help their students learn life skills, work ethic, and respect for others. And the employees and owners of the Hampton Inn and Dickinson offer their sincere thanks. Guests enjoy a free hot breakfast, clean, fresh bed, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Hampton Inn of Dickinson, located off I-94 and minutes from the Badlands and Theodore Roosevelt National Park.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is What's on Your Mind? Rob Port in for Scott Hennin. I'm Todd Mitchell, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Brought to you this half hour by the Northwest Landowners Association. Their mission to create a network of information on issues as they pertain to mineral owners, landowners, operators, or occupants to share and discuss the development of the resources, including wind, to become educated that we may help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals in a responsible manner. Northwest Landowners Association. Check it out online at nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. Todd Mitchell and Rob Porton, what's in your mind?
Yeah, and by the way, thanks for getting the phone numbers right, Todd. I have been messing them up all morning, so I apologize for that.
Trust me, you are not the first one. What they should have done back in the day is get 800-258, because then it would have been both 701 and 800-258. Maybe somebody already had it. Who knows?
Yeah, well, anyway, my bad. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number. Let's get to John from Fargo, been waiting patiently on the line. John, what do you think? What's going on with this poll? Is there really a ideological shift in North Dakota, or is this just sort of people perceiving themselves differently?
I had asked a Gallup poll guy on one of the programs that has been in years past, and I asked him, one of the things I asked him about was cell phones. They can't call cell phones because they're not listed, and more and more people are going towards cell phones and canceling their landlines. And primarily they're canceling, you know, people that have their landlines. That's the one that gets the poll numbers. And so it's generally the older community. Generally it's the people that aren't part of the, you know, cell community. And I don't know. I don't know where they come up with this stuff all the time. It's like Barack Obama, I'm 50% as the, you know, as the greatest whatever. I don't know what to call him, but it just doesn't make sense. And, you know, I think part of it is the community that has the cell phone versus landline. I don't have a landline anymore. Nobody I know has a landline anymore except if I'm back.
Yeah, you know, I think you make a good point, John. I can't speak to the methodology Gallup uses. I do know that a lot of pollsters are incorporating cell phones. I know that some of the polling that I commissioned during the election last year, we included cell phones in that. So I know it's possible for people to it is possible to include people with who have cell phones only, and but you're right. I mean, that is a changing demographic. A lot of people getting rid of their landlines, so certainly that's an important factor to take in. Do you feel, John, that, I mean, do you sense a shift in North Dakota's ideology or North Dakota politics? Do you feel like we're moving to the center or I guess to the left of where we were?
On one hand, possibly. I mean, of course, the circles that I hang around with, you know, are more conservative Christian Bible-believing individuals. But with the influx of people coming into the state from all over, and they're bringing their left liberal-leaning ideas here, wanting to change our laws here because, you know, their states have been screwed up, and so they want to transport it here and screw up our state. But I don't know if that has something to do with it, and more of the people that are here, you know, want to see more of the social programs that come from those states. It's kind of tough to really see because there's such a huge influx of people in the last few years.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. I just don't know what we're measuring when we're measuring moderates. I don't know what that term is. It's such a subjective term, right? I think most people probably perceive me as being very, very conservative. I see my views as very moderate. I see my views as very reasonable. Now, people to the left of me or people maybe even further to the right than me may disagree, but I think everybody feels that way. I mean, there'd be somebody way over on the left who views themselves as moderate and everybody disagrees with them. I don't know what that term means. I think it means different things to different people. So when you ask somebody to describe themselves as moderate, I just don't know what that means. We got a voicemail, Ray from Mandan. He's got something to say about the government. Let's roll that audio.
Yeah, the big government, the big Capitol building, or the big government. The people up there, all they love to do is steal money. Steal money from over here, and then they put it over here. Oh, I'm a goody-two-shoe now, you know. And then if they can't steal enough money over here, well, then we got to steal it from the people. I mean, what the hell's going on?
Okay. Well, I guess I just don't. I don't know. I don't know what that means. you know, the government, I don't know that you could call the government stealing. I think we could all have a debate about tax policy and revenues and spending and what is and is not appropriate. But at the end of the day, I think we all agree we need government to a certain degree. Just maybe not to the degree that we have. We've got a text that came in too. Moderate is just those trying to be PC. Take a stand on what you believe and be educated enough to argue your point. Yeah, I feel like the term moderate is sometimes something as of a cop-out. And again, it's such a flexible term. I don't even know what it means. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550 is a toll-free number. Bob from Jamestown, you're on What's Your Mind. What's up?
Good morning, guys. I just want to make a comment on that. I feel the state is maybe going a little bit more moderate.
Okay.
The election between Heidkamp and Berg, Fargo one time was a pretty good mainstay for conservatism, but it's changed. There's so many people that have come in from other countries through Lutheran social services and things like that. A lot of those aren't very productive workers. They're on our welfare rolls in our state, and I don't like that. The other thing that really bothers me is we got to go back in history a little bit here in North Dakota, and the reason the Republicans are controlling both houses in our state, and I don't know how old you guys are, but when Sinner was governor, he spent a lot of money, and he had a lot of backing in both houses. They spent all the profits from the state bank and the state mill and elevator and agriculture exports, and they raised their taxes, guys, and that was not a good deal. So what happened? A guy by the name of Ken French left a referral drive, and that was the turning point. So now we want to talk about how liberal, how moderate we're going to become, because you want to go back to the Governor Sinner days, or do we want to deal with what we got today? And I think we're a lot better off today than we were back then. There's the history lesson.
Thanks for the call. Certainly appreciate it. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. If you want to join the program, we got, let's see, who do we have next? Do we have somebody else on the line here to come on? All right. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused there. I think you got a point. The thing about Heitkamp's election in Fargo, you got to remember that was, I even see that. I don't see that as a shift towards being moderate or a shift to the left, because that seat, I mean, Heitkamp didn't pick up a Senate seat. She held on to a Senate seat. The Democrats had held on to since Quentin Burdick held that seat. She barely held on to it, right? I mean, the last time Ken Conrad ran for that seat, he won it handily. Heitkamp barely won against, and she barely won after running a perfect error-free campaign against a Republican campaign that turned out to be very weak. So, I don't see that as a situation where, you know, we're moving to the left or anything. I think this is still a very, very Republican state, and we can argue about whether or not what that means in terms of North Dakota being a conservative state, but by and large, conservative voters vote Republican, and this is still a very, very Republican state, and I don't see it changing anytime soon. Representative Roscoe Striley from Minot's going to be on next. We're going to talk about his bill to replace Senate vacancies, also surge funding bill, which is getting a vote in the House today. We'll be back after this. Don't go away.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Via Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Past or 28 before, I guess, whichever way you want to look at the hour. It's What's on Your Mind. Rob Porter for Scott Hennon today. I'm Todd Mitchell, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or shoot a text to me at 701-226-8503. We are brought to you today by MyPillow, a phenomenon that Rob Port may not be that aware of, which would explain why he didn't get the good night's sleep that Scott and I usually get and are all ready to go. If you still have not taken them up on their two-for-one original classic pillows, 50% off, you still can. There's still time. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. Or if you'd rather, call 1-800-506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. Again, the promo code Scott to get that 50% off deal. 50% savings on the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Patented interlocking fill. It adjusts to any sleep position. You can wash it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans or whatever. Just throw her in the washer. No big special thing to worry about. Oh, and a 10-year warranty? Yeah, try that at the big box store. After 10 years, they're not going to... And a 60-night money-back guarantee. If the 59th night you don't like it, back it goes. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. What's in your mind, Todd Mitchell? And in for Scott Hennon, Rob Port.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. We got our guest on the program, Representative Roscoe Striley from Minot. He is he's been backing legislation. It's made a lot of headlines and a lot of controversy. It would change how we replace Senate appointments. How do you think, should we do it by special election, or should the governor get to appoint? 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. But first, Roscoe, you guys vote on surge funding this morning in the State House?
Yes, we did in full appropriations come out, do pass 22-1, or 22 against and 1 non-voting. So, yeah, it was a good day in committee for that. But as far as the appointment bill, it's basically do you think the one person should hold that power or should the people? And I just firmly believe that's as simple as the argument is. And I would hope we'd pass that out of the floor, sometime this week.
A lot of people saying that it's all politics. And I know you've addressed this over and over again, but that's the claim people keep making, that it's just politics, that it's just, you guys are just out to get Heidi Heitkamp, so, we shouldn't pass it because of that. What's your response to that?
Well, you could say that about every bill that the Democrats bring to the floor that doesn't have a chance of passing either. You're just playing politics with that as well. I mean, if you don't have the votes, isn't it just politics? So to me, it's a false argument. I mean, it's typical. I'm not surprised that that's the argument. I, for one, am not one bit concerned about Heidi Ryan, and I hope she does, because I think we got a deep bench that would whoever runs for governor would beat her.
701-258-0550. What do you think of this legislation? Do you think it should pass? Do you think it should fail? 800-228-0550 is the toll-free number if you want to join the program. I'm gonna quote from the Fargo Forum editorial earlier this week. They said, I quote, despite a Republican wave election in 2012, Heitkamp won a U.S. Senate seat over one-term U.S. Representative Rick Berg. She ran a nearly flawless campaign. He did not, even as Republicans took every other major contest in the state and increased their majority in the legislature, Berg lost. The whale Republicans sent up still echoes across the political landscape. To make matters worse for the GOP, Heitkamp has enhanced her standing among North Dakotans during her first years in the Senate by virtue of her focus on matters of unique importance to her state. She's politically stronger today than she was during her campaign against Berg. It's no wonder Republicans want to cut her off at the pass. They won't say so out loud, but they believe she could be elected governor if popular Governor Jack Dalrymple doesn't run for re-election. That is, if it's an open seat and lesser Republicans compete for the nomination. Now, I don't know. I hear that, and I'm thinking it doesn't really matter. It's not like we're going to change the law for one election. We're going to change the law for all future situations when the Senate vacancy might when the Senate seat might become vacant. Honestly, I think one of the reasons I like the bill is I don't really like the idea of people who get elected to the U.S. Senate being tempted to leave it. And I think the idea of giving them a twofer where, you know, they could basically win the, you know, run for another office, run for governor, win that race, and then turn around and appoint their own replacement whereby they get two for the price of one, I don't think that should happen in politics, especially not for a position as important as the U.S. Senate seat.
Well, I agree. And in that scenario, you know, it could very, very easily happen that Hovind gets appointed to a cabinet position should, God willing, a Republican president win. So, I mean, it's not about who the it's more about the process. I mean, look what happened when Obama stepped down. We got a governor in jail because of the corruption. I'm not saying that would happen here, but why wouldn't we want the people to vote on this? I just don't get the argument. It's mandated in the U.S. Constitution that the House seat has to be through an election. And the reason I would argue the Senate isn't is because before the 17th Amendment, you know, it went to the legislature. So, yeah, I don't like the 17th Amendment personally, but we're not going to change that. So why would we not want to put the Senate and the House on par as far as how we fill that vacancy? Let the people decide. It's 95 days. It gives both political parties an even there's no advantage. Everybody, both political parties would be allowed to get their candidate and run them 95 days. It's a fair process. You know, I think it let the people decide.
701-258-0550 is the local call-in number. Toll-free, 800-228-0550. North Dakota Democrat Party Chairman Bob Vallew wrote an editorial recently, and he said that Republicans are being a bunch of hypocrites because we've had all these appointments to the executive branch. Corey Fong, former tax commissioner, was appointed. Current tax commissioner Ryan Rauschenberger was originally appointed. We've appointed insurance commissioners. He even went so far as to suggest that Governor Jack Dalrymple, replacing former Governor Hovind when he was elected to the U.S. Senate, replacing him as governor, proves that Republicans are hypocrites. And that last one I really don't understand, because the whole reason we elect a lieutenant governor is to fill a governor vacancy. I mean, it's the same role as the vice president. Really, they don't do much other than if the governor goes away or the president goes away in the case at the federal level, the vice president, lieutenant governor takes over. So that seems a little weird. But what about this idea that Republicans are hypocrites because we've made all these appointments in the executive branch?
Well, Heidi Heitkamp was appointed to a position too. So, I mean, it's nice that they just talk about Republicans. There's been a ton of Democrats appointed in the history of North Dakota through appointment too. And these are administrative. They have absolutely nothing to, you can't compare the administrative branch to the executive branch. And all the appointments you mentioned, the tax commissioner, PSC, those are administrative. They're administering their division. They can't write law or they can't create legislation. They can't create laws. The legislative branch is the people's branch, I see it as, and the people should decide on those. It's really that simple in my mind. They're totally separate. And in the argument, if they want to do that, put your own bill in. I mean, if it's that important to them, go up to legislative council and draft the bill. You know, this bill strictly deals with Senate and bringing it on par to what the U.S. House seat is. That's my answer to that, I guess.
701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Jerry from Williston is on the program. You're on with Rob Port and Representative Roscoe Striley. What's on your mind, Jerry?
Well, Rob, I'd like to congratulate you on your bill. I've always thought that the people should vote instead of the governor appointing. As far as Heidi, I disagree with the four when they say she's stronger now than she ever was. I actually think she's weaker. And I'm going to tell you something in my own mind. I vote, most of the time I'll vote Republican. I will vote Democrat once in a while. But I would not vote for Rick Burke. He was a poor choice for a senator. And that's the only reason I talked to so many Republicans, and they said, I'm not voting for Burke. And that is the only reason Heidi ran. If they had won, if they'd have ran somebody else, she'd have got beat, she'd have got swamped. It was the candidate running against her that got her elected, and that's my opinion.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that analysis, Jerry. I feel like Heitkamp's win was less. I think that was more Berg losing the race than it was Heitkamp winning the race. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Appreciate it. Roscoe, you know, certainly a lot of strong feelings there. I don't understand where we could go wrong letting the people elect the replacement of the U.S. Senate. I understand the appointments to the executive branch. Because I think it's appropriate that the head of the executive branch appoint those positions. Some of them, the insurance commissioner, the tax commissioner, I'm not sure why we're electing those to begin with. They're not people who can set policy. They're basically administrators. I kind of feel like the governor should be appointing those anyway. But again, it's a much different thing for the governor to make appointments to the executive branch than it is for him to make appointments to the federal, legislative branch. And also, I'm not saying that anybody that Senator Heitkamp or anybody would necessarily be corrupt, but there is a potential for corruption. I mean, in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking of Rod Blagojevich in Illinois basically trying to sell former Senator Barack Obama's seat to the highest bidder. I feel like when you give that amount of power to the governor, there's a potential for corruption there. And I feel like this avoids it. It just says simply, we're going to let the people vote.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you. I mean, I don't know how you argue putting the power of the power in the hands of the people. And let them vote how it is. If it's a Republican that steps down and the people vote a Democrat in, well, so be it. You know, I mean, I think we let the people decide on this, and 95 days is plenty of time to get a candidate. We'd probably take 30 days, and they'd have 60 days to run an election. It's an appropriate level of time, and I just think that would be the much better way to do it. And I agree wholeheartedly with what the caller said too. I mean, Republicans, I would say, elected Heidi. It wasn't. We're a conservative state, and you know, Rick Berg, I think, is a great guy, and you know, it's unfortunate he didn't win because he is a very good legislator. But you're right. I think that was more of a loss on his part as opposed to her winning.
We've got Chris. Oh, no, I see Chris dropped off. All right. Well, sorry about that, Chris. Call back in. You want to join the program? Let's get back to the surge bill. Passed out of Appropriations Committee. Sounds like it's got a lot of support. Heading to the floor. Any major changes to the bill after it emerged from the Senate?
There were some changes. There was, more DOT money put in and a little less going out to the counties. But overall, it's a really great package. And, the debate should be good debate on the floor. And look forward to getting that money out to people.
All right, Roscoe, thanks for the time. More straight ahead on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, blue, and pull on in. Giving you choice at the pump by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. That helps Main Street and your street, too. And there's always great deals at PetroServe USA. I'm always on the go. I love the 4-for-4 special, lunch or dinner. Check it out. It's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce soda, or a coffee if you like, two cookies, 4 for $4. That's right, four items for $4. A great deal. Or take advantage of some of these great specials all month long at PetroServe USA, like the Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken and Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all only $2.99. Pringles Grab and Go, 79 cents. Got a sweet tooth? Me too. How about General Mills Pillsbury Cookies for 79 cents? Charms Lollipops, 2 for $1. Or the Mixed Gummies, just $1.29. Helping America fuel better. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue at their 20-plus locations all across North Dakota and Minnesota. And tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. This half hour again brought to you by your Northwest Landowners, nwlandowners.com. Their mission to create a network of information on issues as they pertain to mineral owners, landowners, operators, or occupants, to share and discuss the development of the resources, including wind, and to become educated so we may help maintain a balance of resource development and property rights of individuals in a responsible manner, nwlandowners.com. I'm Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Henning today, Rob Port.
Yeah, and we're going to get straight to the calls. We've got a lot of people calling in about appointing legislation to a change how we fill Senate vacancies, changing from appointing senators to a special election on the rare occasion that it happens. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Brandon from Minot, what's on your mind?
If you go back and you look at when Jack Dalrymple ran to try to run to be governor, and I don't know, it was two, three, four times, and the people of North Dakota said they didn't want him. The only way he got to be governor was to be appointed governor.
Well, he wasn't appointed, though. He ran on a ticket as a lieutenant governor. He was elected alongside John Hovind. He wasn't appointed.
Well, when John Hovind quit his governancy in midstream, they had to appoint him.
That's not an appointment. That's just succession of office. That's set up. I mean, that's just a succession. That's set up. The North Dakotans voted for John Hovind and Jack Dalrymple as governor and lieutenant governor. When John Hovind stopped being governor, he automatically becomes lieutenant governor. That's not an appointment.
Well, they voted for John Hovind. The citizens of North Dakota said many times that they didn't want Jack Hovind as their governor.
Well, they voted for him in 2012.
Because he was shirt-tailed with John Hovind is how he got in there.
Well, they voted for him in 2012.
Well, yeah. What's your other option?
Ryan Taylor?
He was a sitting governor in a state that's flourishing. Who's going to do anything that's going to interrupt that?
Well, if you run
Jack Dalrymple as the governor to the state of the to the people of North Dakota, they've said many times they didn't want him as a governor.
They said a couple times they wanted him as lieutenant governor, though.
Well, are you voting for the lieutenant governor or are you voting for the governor?
I don't know. I mean, I vote for the whole ticket. I vote for the whole ticket. I guess I can't speak for everybody.
You vote for the best person you think for the job, and then whoever comes along with them come. I don't remember there being a lieutenant governor check. It was Hovind and Dalrymple, not you want Hovind.
I don't know. I understand.
You can't have it both ways. Either, you know, if that was the case, then you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't appoint people when you want to, and then decide, okay, we're going to let the people decide when you want the law.
But it's different offices. I mean, you understand that, right? I mean, it's executive branch offices versus the legislative branch in the federal government. I mean, those are very different things in my mind. I don't feel like you can say that those are. I feel like we're comparing apples to oranges. So, anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Do we have Brandon from Minot? Or let's see. Well, I think we lost him. 701-258-0550. If you want to join the program, 800-228-0550. I mean, I understand the point some people are trying to make with the appointments from the executive in the executive branch. I think that complaining about the lieutenant governor becoming governor and saying that's not an appointment. Nobody appointed it. As a matter of fact, the reason why we elect a lieutenant governor to fill that vacancy is because it's not appropriate for any other branch of government to appoint the leader of the executive branch, right? It's a separation of powers issue. We don't want to give one of the other branches of government, the legislature, the judiciary, the authority to appoint the chief executive. So we preemptively elect a lieutenant governor. We preemptively elect a replacement in case a vacancy should occur in the governorship. If they, heaven forbid, if they should die or if they should go on to another office. So that is not an appointment. You know, suggesting that that's an appointment is a little silly. Now, the other executive branch, tax commissioner, insurance commissioner, those are appointments, but I feel like those are distinct from appointing people to the federal legislative branch. You're talking about a whole different level of government, and you're also talking about the legislative branch, not the executive branch. So for those two reasons, I think it's a different thing. I don't think you can compare the two things at all. And again, I don't think we should be electing so many of the statewide elected officers. You know, I feel like we could cut down on the number of people we're electing there. What do you think, Todd? I've always felt that we elect too many people on the statewide ticket.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I feel like it.
When are you running, by the way?
What am I buying?
Yeah.
I couldn't afford the pay cut.
Okay, Rush.
Yeah.
That's what Rush always says.
True
in his case.
Chris from On the Road is called in. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, I think that the idea of having a special election like that is long overdue, although the timing is understandably something that's bothering people from the Democratic side of the aisle.
I understand the point, and I'm sorry we don't have a lot of time, Chris. We got to go to a break. My only point on that is I would say whatever the motivations, if it's good policy, it's good policy. Chris, call back in. We'll have open phones the next segment. Sorry to cut your show short. I'm Rob Ford in for Scott Hennett. Don't go away.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.